Good morning. It is 9:04 a.m. We are here today, October 29, 2013, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status hearing of OPA PA 13-09, GMI Edison versus Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Attorney Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Franklin Cooper Nurse, Joy Bulatao, Ashley Garland, and Michelle Brillante. Will appellant GMI Edison please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Madam Public Auditor, Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Joshua Walsh. I'm an attorney at Seville and Tang. We represent the appellant in this matter, JMI Edison. And today from JMI Edison, Mr. Ed Elaus.
Would you like to sit up?
We discussed it. It's okay. Thank you.
You can sit up if you wish to. Okay.
Will purchasing agents... Will purchasing agency Guam Memorial Hospital Authority please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, good morning. My name is Meenakshi Hamlani. I'm with Fish and Associates representing Guam Memorial Hospital Authority.
My name is Roland Lumungsit. I'm the buyer and from Guam Memorial Hospital.
So the we're in receipt of and thank the parties for their briefs pursuant to the September 27th order. There's an additional issue that we request briefing on, and that's with respect to what would the impact be on the procurement funding.
We apologize.
Will any interested parties please identify themselves and any institutional representatives for the record?
I believe there are representatives of MedFarm present. I received an email from the attorney that their attorneys couldn't be here, but I know there's some representatives in the room.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So there's an additional issue that we would like to have briefed, and the issue is what the impact would be on the procurement funding if the contracts awarded by GIAA.
No, this is GMH.
I'm sorry. GMH.
We're getting. We've had so many.
if they're deemed void, what would the impact be on the procurement funding? If the automatic stay was in effect and violated, why should the contracts not be voided? So there are two issues. In terms of a briefing schedule, I think it would be appropriate for GMH to submit the initial brief on November 4th. We're going to do an expedited briefing schedule. And then JMI and any interested party can file their response November 8th. And then GMH can file their reply November 13th. And we'll have a hearing. It'll be a status hearing November 18th at 9. It's anticipated that the issues will be decided on the papers submitted, but we will set a hearing for November 18th at 9.
May I get the date of that opposition again, please?
After November 8th. We'll issue an order today.
Okay, then I just want clarification to repeat some of the things that you mentioned, but if you're issuing an order, that's okay.
Okay, but if you want clarification.
Oh, okay, just so I can write it down. The brief is at November 4th, the opposition November 8th, reply November 13th. When was the status hearing?
November 18th at 9.
November 18th. And then the two issues, one was the impact on procurement funding if the GMH contract is deemed void, is that right?
Correct.
And the second issue, if the automatic stay, I missed the rest.
Yes, if the automatic stay was in effect at the time that GMH awarded the contracts and violated the automatic stay, why should the contracts not be voided? So it's really an invitation for GMH to articulate policy reasons why, if that automatic stay was voided, why the contracts should not be voided.
Okay.
May I be heard briefly?
Sure.
I certainly understand the need for additional briefing on these issues. However, For the record, I'd like to make a request, and the request is that the OPA at least issue some form of a temporary order to GMH regarding this stay matter for at least the duration of this new briefing period, for the very simple reason that my client, JMI, continues to be prejudiced by the agency moving forward as if there is no stay in place. While that might be an open question in this particular procurement matter, I don't think it's a question of law. But if it is an open question in this particular matter, every day that goes by as more of these machines are put into GMH makes it that much harder for my client to recover anything meaningful.
Can the hospital respond as to the status of the machines?
Yes, I think I briefed that, and Roland can correct me if there's more to say, but in our brief we did state that all the machines are on island. The training has been done with the manufacturer off island, and I believe two other trainings were scheduled here on Guam. I don't know if that's been done yet. The two additional trainings?
The training for the reverse osmosis is scheduled. It's a 4-hour training class locally done here. And then we have clinical training, which is on schedule.
But all the machines are here?
All the machines are on island. We actually have 4 machines at Guam Memorial Hospital.
So they're already here. So.
And that's our concern. And the issue also is, when did you actually install them? Because we did see that in your briefing, and that's the rationale for this additional. What are
I can provide all that information.
About when, your name again, Mr.?
Rollin.
Lumongson.
Lumongson.
Okay. Mr. Rollin, that might be easier. when were the 4 machines actually installed at GMH?
Okay, the 4 machines are in our warehouse right now. Okay, they're not what you would say. They're not commissioned due to the fact that the Gambro representative from the mainland has to come down and commission the machines prior to any usage of the machine.
Now, has GMH made any payment on this purchase?
Yes, ma'am. There was federal funds. It's FY11 HPP. That was expired, or was going to expire in May. We asked for a 90-day extension. We were granted. So the payment was made to MedFarm for $107,000.
My recollection is the funding is divided into 2 parts, that one and the second portion is Compact Impact.
Correct, ma'am.
Has the Compact Impact money been sent?
Not yet.
When was the payment made, approximately? I know
approximately in the month of September, because we had to exhaust the funds prior to the expiration date, or we lose $107,000.
You see, Miss, after reading all of this, the rationale for all this further deliberation.
I do, but I am going to again renew my request that this body provide an instruction to the agency that pending this briefing, nothing further gets done on this procurement, whatever form they want to call it. Training, moving it into a warehouse, moving it over, moving forward with a procurement for the chemicals for these machines, because my understanding these machines can't be used until the chemicals are used. And the reason for that is if this web starts getting tangled any further, and let's suppose that at the end of this the OPA decides or agrees with us that these contracts are void from the beginning, then MedFarm is going to have a claim against GMH for relying upon GMH's word to move forward on contract performance. Every bit of performance that MedFarm does, every day that moves forward, is another expense that MedFarm is going to say GMH needs to owe them. So unless MedFarm and GMH are told today that this contract, at least pending these decisions, should not move forward, we're just going to continue to get deeper and deeper into this hole. The machines are going to get moved. Some guy from Gambro from Tennessee or wherever he's coming from is going to buy an airplane ticket, come out here. That's going to be part of that litigation down the road. So in order to preserve this status quo pending the decision of the OPA, I would ask that the OPA say no further contract performance. Same thing as a temporary injunction in court. you get 10 days, and if we come back after this briefing and there was no need for it, they can keep moving forward. But stopping this now is one of the only ways to help protect my client from this web that's growing and becoming more difficult. And my fear is that as this contract performance moves forward, even if this body were to determine that the stay was in effect the whole time, it's going to be, well, at this point, we can't do anything. Patients are hooked up to dialysis machines at GMH. Some Gambro guys trained everybody. And at that point, sorry, JMI. Oh, and by the way, sorry, JMI, in a procurement regime where we don't even get our attorney's fees in this process. So while I certainly understand the need for additional briefing, I want to at least express for the record my concern that barring an order to GMH to at least stop performance at this point, we're going to continue to be prejudiced by this. And
what's the commission date of the machines?
I don't know, but may I be heard on the argument? What's the commission date on the machines for the Gambro?
Right now, the commission dates on the machines would depend on when we can get the Gambro certified technician to come to Guam to commission the machines.
I think they're working it out.
In a moment, we need to know.
I understand. I think he's telling you that they haven't worked it out with the representative yet.
We don't have an exact date.
Will GMH stipulate to the request to stay pending the further briefing?
No, we won't. And the reason is that just as JMI's arguing that they're going to be prejudiced, so will GMH. Our patients are waiting for this. Our position is that there is no automatic stay. And I understand JMI's argument, but you know, the OPA has already set forth really expedited briefing on this. We'll be heard within the next 2 weeks, and this decision can be made. The status hearing that you have scheduled is November 18th, so within 20 days, we'll know. I imagine we'll know at that point.
Well, we can compress the briefing schedule to make it more expedited if the parties would like to do that. So the issue of the entitlement to the automatic stay depends upon whether or not the protest was timely, which is a threshold issue. What we need to know is what will happen to the funding if you did file a timely protest, which would have triggered the automatic stay, which would have been in effect pending final resolution, which would mean that any contracts which were awarded would be void. So we need to know what the status would be, the impact would be on the procurement funding.
You're
not otherwise entitled to a stay unless you can cite a rule right now that entitles you to one.
Other than this, the OPA's prior decisions that the stay is in place pending final resolution of a protest from the moment of a protest.
That's if the protest is timely.
That is, we can address that today. We briefed that matter fully for today. I'm prepared to take whatever decision this body wants to rule on whether or not our protest was timely. We briefed the matter. I think we were timely. I'm prepared to argue that matter now.
We don't require any argument on the issue. We need to know the impact of funding.
Okay. The only other thing I'd ask is for some clarity on this advance payment the GMH is made on these machines that are not installed yet. Because I'm a little bit at a loss on payment that has gone out on machines that have not been installed yet. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, we can brief this because I understand the OPA is asking for this information, but my understanding now is that the fiscal year 2011 HPP funding would have been lost. So this was partial payment of $107,000, $107,000+, that went towards payment towards the machines.
And that $107,000 was the exhaustion of that grant?
Correct.
What happens to an aggrieved bidder who was entitled to the automatic stay that gets violated? What remedies do they have if you go forward on the contracts and have full performance? What is their remedy?
You know, I can't answer that off the top of my head. I know there are statutes that address that, and I can address it, but not right now.
You asked for a statute that allows this body to ask for the relief that to grant the relief that I'm asking for right now.
Right.
I can offer you nothing absolutely specific other than to say that the Guam Legislature, in commissioning this body at 5 GCA 5703, tasked this institution with promoting the integrity of the procurement process. That, I think, coupled with the tenets of law that we have in the Superior Court that allow temporary orders temporary injunctions to be granted for 10-day periods, short periods, just to maintain the status quo in burgeoning issues where things need to get briefed and more evidence needs to be brought. Those temporary orders are issued to protect the parties in the status quo. And I am sitting here listening to the procuring agency tell me that hell or high water, the status quo is not going to be maintained, that we're just going to keep marching along.
Okay, well, that's not quite the right characterization. But beyond that, when there's temporary injunctions and preliminary injunctions set in court, there's certain criteria that's required to be met. Even the Superior Court won't issue preliminary injunctions or TROs just on what they, you know, the representation of a certain party. So we don't think it's appropriate here either. Our position is there is no automatic stay. And with this expedited briefing, we'll know within 20 days what the OPA's position is.
Just to explore the issue, putting aside the automatic stay and just stays in general in the form of a temporary restraining order, what type of bond, if any, would protect the hospital in the event that the a stay was inappropriate?
What type of bond?
Or security?
You know, I haven't thought this through. I'm sorry, Commissioner. I'm not prepared to answer that. I suppose I'd have to talk to my client about the $100,000 that's already been paid out. It would have been lost.
Why don't we, on the issue of the request for the stay, other than the automatic stay, can you submit a brief today?
I will, and if this body wants me to brief it in the language of irreparable injury and likelihood of success on the merits, right. I'll do that as well.
And the security that would be sufficient,
or if security would be required by to be put up by JMI, either
one
is a question.
We've issued, just, you know, for the party's information, I mean, we've issued, the public auditor has issued two recent decisions. One was in JMI's case with DOE, where we addressed the propriety of an automatic stay that when you file a timely protest, the automatic stays in effect pending final resolution of the protest proceedings, and that includes up to judicial review. And then yesterday, the public auditor issued a decision in the case cleaning appeal, and that's OPA PA 13004. And in that decision, the public auditor found that where the airport had issued an award during the period of the automatic stay, that the awards issued were void, contracts were void. In this case, if there was a timely protest by JMI, then it appears that the contracts were awarded during the period of the automatic stay, and it would have been violated, which would mean that the contracts awarded would be void or voidable. Of course, it depends upon the timeliness of the protest.
I understand. Respectfully, however, we argued in our brief that even if it was timely, the award of the contract the purchase order wasn't executed until after the rejection of their appeal. So I think it's a different situation with DOE. You said that the it was pending the final resolution, including the OPA appeal. Is that correct? I'll have to read that decision.
Yeah. Because in this case, there was a rejection of the protest for untimeliness and then almost a simultaneous award of the contracts, right?
Correct.
Even prior to the period to file the appeal.
And we were basing that on a prior OPA decision.
Okay. So they're going to file their brief regarding a non-automatic stay request. How much time would you need to respond to that?
At least another day. I mean, I know we want to do this quickly. If they're
going
to submit by the end of the day, I can submit tomorrow.
Okay, by 5.
Yes.
And can you consider whether or not you'd stipulate? I mean, explore whether or not your client would agree to stipulate to a stay pending up to November 18th. Because I think the machines, my understanding is the machines are here, training is ongoing, but the machines are not going to be operational pending the arrival of person required to commission them.
That's right.
So there might not, I don't know what impact that would have on the hospital.
Okay.
So that's two briefs to do then.
Okay.
Okay, are there any other issues?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
This concludes the status. This concludes the status hearing of OPAP 13-09 JMI Edison versus Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. The time is 9:24 a.m. Thank you.